It's December 1942 in Stalingrad, Russia, and World War II is raging. German troops and Russian citizens of Russia and inhabitants of Stalingrad are in the city together. They are freezing and they are starving to death. Both groups are trapped inside the city. In August, the German 6th Army Division decided to invade Stalingrad, and before they did, German bombing raids mercilessly killed thousands of people. The German troops got in, and then the pocket closed, and they are now trapped with the residents living in cellars, living amidst the rubble, trying to find any scraps of food that they can. The situation is overwhelming, and almost everyone in Stalingrad believes they will die unless there is some kind of a truce or the war ends. With Christmas coming, a field surgeon named Kurt Ruber decides to give the people some kind of hope, an image of hope, by drawing a picture of the Madonna with the baby Jesus. Before he studied medicine, Ruber was a Lutheran pastor, and he actually preached against the National Socialists when they came into power, and he had a number of people come speak to him. But kind of amazingly, I think it shows how desperate the Germans were at this time, they recruited him to serve as a field surgeon. And he is trapped there with his troops. He decides to draw an image of Madonna and Jesus. He has no paper, and so he actually turns over a Russian map, and with a charcoal pencil, he goes into the ground when there are breaks in the fighting, and he draws the sketch that's found in the back of your program, if you want to open it up. It's an image of Mary in a cloak with the baby Jesus in her arms. Her face is turned toward her baby, and its head is cradled in her hand. The cloak and her arm and her head, the way her head is tilted, suggest the shape of a heart. The words light, life, and love in German frame the figures, expressing a deep sense of eternal hope at a time of darkness, death, and hatred. The Madonna hangs on a bunker wall at Christmas, and many soldiers come in to look at her, to pray, and to be uplifted by the hope that she embodies and radiates. How is it that an image of a poor mother and her child gave hope to embattled and starving soldiers almost 2,000 years after Jesus' birth? How is it that Mary's child Jesus gives hope to us tonight? We are thankfully not living in the midst of a war zone, but we have been living in a time of national and global conflict and upheaval. We worry about our country's future, and we worry about the future of many other countries and peoples. The Democratic Republic of Congo, Yemen, Syria, Venezuela, North Korea, and the hundreds of thousands of refugees who've had to leave their homes because of violence, starvation, and economic uncertainty. Tonight, many of us are also thinking of the people of Indonesia after they've undergone a second tsunami and the suffering from that. Some of us are worried about our economic futures, and others are worried about friends and family members who are struggling with physical and mental illness. Many of us are concerned about the future of our planet. What sort of world are we leaving our grandchildren and future generations? Tonight, we are reminded that God came to us in the form of a vulnerable baby, a gift precious beyond measure. God meets us where we are, just as God met Mary, Joseph, and an unlikely group of shepherds in a manger. God comes to us in our confusion, our suffering, our anxiety, our feeling of being overwhelmed by events outside of our control, and our fears about the future, and offers us light, life, and love in the person of Jesus. Jesus' compassion and mercy are most deeply known in times of uncertainty and suffering because he knows what it means to suffer and to give his life for something larger than himself. Jesus' love and light come without conditions or strings attached. In him, we find hope that cannot be vanquished because God's love is stronger than death. During periods of upheaval and uncertainty, we can turn inward or outward. It's human to want to turn inward when we're frightened or overwhelmed, to protect ourselves and those we love, to shield ourselves from being hurt or experiencing the suffering around us. And yet it is precisely at these times that we are called to participate in God's light, life, and love. Jesus' vulnerability in dangerous and uncertain times enabled him to embrace and love those around him in a way that changed them forever. He entered into others' pain and confusion and offered them compassion, healing, reconciliation, mercy, and a way forward. Jesus walks with us and others at all times. Through him, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome the light. God asks those of us who come to worship at the manger this night to participate in God's life, light, and love. Wherever God has placed us, we are called to be people of light and hope, not losing our compassion and concern for those around us, but pouring ourselves out like Jesus for the world God so loves. More than ever, we need the hope, inspiration, and courage God gave us in Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection. We must remember the message of great joy given to the shepherds for all the people. While God entered into the human condition to reach out to all people, God never loses sight of those who suffer the most. A young, poor, pregnant woman who's pregnant out of wedlock. Lowly shepherds. Those who go unseen and unheard. Mary, like us, ponders all of this in her heart, trying to make sense of the strange events that are taking place in the cold barn. God is present to her and the shepherds in a place that many would write off as God forsaken. In this story, God's light, life, and love is found among the poor and powerless, trying to survive the brutality of the Roman Empire. From there, God's love and light spread through Jesus' friends and followers until it reaches and changes the lives of people all over the world. The battle for Stalingrad ended on February 2, 1943. Kurt Ruber and 90,000 soldiers were taken prisoner by the Soviet Army. Before he was captured, Ruber entrusted the drawing of the Stalingrad Madonna and Jesus and a letter to his family to a commander who was ill and was being flown out. The image and letter made it to Ruber's family back in Germany. Ruber, however, did not make it back. He died in 1944 in a Russian prison camp. The image of what is now known as the Stalingrad Madonna hangs framed in the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church in Berlin. The Kaiser Wilhelm Church was bombed during the war, and its original shell included a damaged steeple, which remains unrepaired, a reminder of the devastation caused by war and hatred. This Christmas, let us continue to pray for peace in our country and in our world, and let us never forget that our hope for peace and a future in which all people are equally valued and have enough to live in dignity rests in Jesus. Amen.